Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Jaguars, tonight live on 96.5 WCMF, sometime between 7:15 and 7:30.
Okay.
We're trying to figure it out. It says different times all over the place. Your pregame will be on for your ride home, so you can catch that here on CMF.
Great.
And if you want to watch the game.
Watch it live?
Yeah, you can do it with one super cool turquoise sneaker-wearing gentleman.
And a man with an alcohol problem.
Tommy Boulay will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. You know, and for years, you've had all kinds of things to say about people on the West Side.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you ever took any offense to that.
Because no, you know why? The West Side's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Super
they
cool.
They get it, man.
Now is your opportunity. You go talk to Tommy on the West Side about how he feels about it. And you can watch his Bills game live while Tommy's picks come in.
Yeah. Sharing the victory.
Or the agony of defeat.
Ain't no agony about it.
Tommy Boulay tonight, Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. All right, you started it off respectable, 2-2-1.
Yeah.
Last week, you took a nosedive.
It was a tough game.
One win. It was not. It was actually brilliant. It was awesome.
But nobody saw it coming.
And again, we have made the statement earlier this season, we're not going to know what this Bills team really is until like week 7. And
right.
I still think that counts. In fact, this Jacksonville team might be even more mysterious. But we have a man that's going to tell us how this is going to go. Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready to do this, buddy.
Over.
Almost.
Over under. One half a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman.
He's the funny guy from Tallahassee.
You got it. He burst onto the scene with his amazing personality. He is awesome.
Florida State kid.
That's right. But his first two games have been hot and cold. Opening day, he led the team in receiving with 54 yards. Then against Miami, he was targeted once and went 0-for. No catches.
Right.
They say, Tommy, that wide receiver may be the hardest position to adjust to in the NFL. Speed of the game, size of the other players. But this team has plans for Keon to be the big body jump ball receiver Josh can just like put it up in the air to.
Yeah.
And if the offense can add that to the arsenal they've already shown the first 2 weeks, it's a scary situation for opposing defenses. Just so you know.
Yeah, give me some information that I can use.
The Jaguars passing defense is in the bottom half of the league. They come in at 18th right now.
So they suck.
But small sample size, 2 games.
All right.
Does that mean they don't have a plan to wipe out Keon tonight? Over under 1.5 touchdowns, or excuse me, 1/2 a touchdown. My apologies for Keon Coleman.
So the kid's got to get in once.
He has yet to do that in his NFL
career. But it's going to happen.
I mean, but will it happen tonight?
One lousy touchdown.
Again, 2 games, no touchdowns.
Okay, these the kids that's getting going.
That's what I just said.
And Josh working up that trust.
Look, man, I'm just trying to give you the information for you to make
an informed decision. No, you jive, man. You talk jive.
What am I? Because
like Danger jive? Comes in here and gives me all this other information and you don't give me.
I'm sorry, aren't you supposed to be the expert? Did I come in here and give you information?
You're deflecting.
I say tonight.
What numbers you wear? Oh, you idiot.
The best one.
What's that?
I don't know.
It is the best one.
Oh, you think it's the best one? I thought you didn't like these.
Okay, is zero is a great number. He wears zero.
A zero?
Zero is a great number, but fat guys can't wear single numbers. You especially can't wear zero. My brother Ryan, who will be in here later today, bought a Keon Coleman jersey.
Turns into more of an O.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a smaller version of himself on his shirt.
Okay.
Over under, 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman.
Tonight, I think you're going to see the Florida Flash. That's, for real.
Where's Jacksonville from? What state do they play in?
Oh, I believe it's Florida.
Yeah, he's the Florida Flash.
Okay.
Yes, he's going to get a touchdown tonight.
All right. So his first touchdown of his career comes tonight against Jacksonville.
Prime time. This kid's prime time, which I believe Deion's also from the Tallahassee area.
Yeah, what about
it? So this is going to be the second coming of primetime.
Man, this is going to be really exciting for Keon to play in his first primetime game, huh?
And they're going to start calling him primetime.
Hey, idiot.
Hey, idiot.
When did the Bills play their last game?
No, I'm saying for him.
Oh, no. No, yeah,
it's going to be his show tonight.
Yeah, okay. So just to be clear.
Hey, idiot. Hey, idiot.
You're over one half a touchdown.
And by the way, there's a big difference between North Florida and South Florida.
What does that have to do with anything?
South Florida is like
Florida
playing.
Flash.
It's like the sixth borough of New York.
The game's in Buffalo.
Yeah, but I'm saying like this kid.
Okay. Over one half a touchdown for Keon Coleman. He's panicking. He's in full panic.
I'm panicking. You're the one stuttering.
Full panic. I'm just trying to help you out.
You don't help nothing.
Over under. 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Oh.
We talked this morning. It's a homecoming for the former Bills wide receiver. He's a guy the Bills had a ton of hope for. Mm-hmm. He flashed moments of brilliance when he was in Buffalo. He still holds the record for the most touchdown catches in a playoff game. There were times, Kimmy, where Gabe Davis was unguardable.
Yeah. And then there were other times when he didn't even know he was there.
Completely disappeared.
Is he playing today?
Gabe Davis will either get you 5 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns, or he will get you 2 catches for 12 yards. But that's what's scary about tonight.
What's that?
In his first 2 games as a Jag, he has exactly 3 catches each game. He is due to blow up based on the Gabe Davis schedule. Tonight would be a logical time to do it. And you would think, Tommy, he also has revenge on his mind because the Bills didn't want to pay him. They didn't think he was worth it.
Mm.
The question is...
Ooh, what's the question?
Was it Josh Allen that gave Gabe Davis his boom or bust potential? Or is it his talent that can make any quarterback look good? Over, under, 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
So he's getting a foe
catches.
But they know him. I mean, the defense knows what this kid's about.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But he runs weird routes, man. He's like herky-jerky.
Oh, so they should call you up? Big with the herky jerky. Oh, it's at a Saturday night game. Under the lights for patting his herky jerky.
You've been so mad because you don't know anything about this game, and now I'm being the one that's going to take it out on.
Let me tell you something, man.
Please.
This Gabe tonight,
yeah,
it's going to be a ghost. They're going to start calling him Gabe the Ghost because he's going to be a no-show. This kid ain't going to do squat.
Don't do this, man. Come on. I'm already nervous.
He's
going to
be balling in front of the old hometown.
Now, the last time he was on the field in Buffalo, he did not play in that Chiefs game. He was hurt. He was arguing with Bills fans. Like he was like in a fight on the sideline.
Well, ain't going to get any better tonight.
So just to be clear, you are under 3.5 receptions for Gabe Davis.
Gabe the Ghost. Okay. Ain't happening.
Tommy tells it like it is. Special Football Monday. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for Wookie wide receiver. Harry wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready, but let's do it.
Over under 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense.
Well, that's how you win football games.
The Bills are making a living taking the ball away so far this
season. Oh, they eat balls. They gonna eat it up tonight
against Miami. They got 3 picks, 1 for a touchdown against Arizona. Greg
Those
Rousseau.
Are some sweaty Miami balls.
Greg Rousseau.
Greg?
Will you
Greg
stop talking so I can give you the information?
It's Greg,
you
Greg
oh,
tonight?
I hate you so much.
Is Jimmy going to be called
so
the game? Jimmy knows Greg's.
The Bills are ball magnets, much like your mom. But there's an argument to be made, Kimmy.
So maybe the worst picks in pick history.
Well,
but
really? Have you ever heard a pick? Have you ever heard a pick before? Because they're all the worst picks in pick history. There is an argument to be made that most turnovers are total luck. And if you want to rely on turnovers for your defense to be successful, eventually it will go bad. Add to that, here's the information you need to listen to.
I mean, I'm listening.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Despite Jacksonville being winless, they're really good at protecting the ball.
All right.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence has yet to throw an interception, and in 2 games, they've turned over the ball only once, a fumble on the goal line that led to Miami coming back on them opening day. The Bills would need to double their total turnovers for the season, Jacksonville's, for this to hit. Over under, 1.5 turnovers for the Bills D tonight.
So they only got to snag 2 balls.
That's a lot of turnovers.
It's 2. It's not a lot. 2 is not a lot in anything.
And they won't be sweaty. Most likely.
Oh, no, they might be wet.
They could be wet balls.
So it's going to be it may be wet out there tonight. Hard to hold on to that ball.
You know they keep the balls dry.
I know, but still, ball goes on the ground, ground's wet, ball's wet.
Thank you.
That's how wet works.
Dr. Tommy.
Wet keeps showing up.
Dr. Water Mulet. So over under 1.5 turnovers for the Bills.
Oh, they got to get the goddamn thing twice. You don't think these professional athletes, multimillionaires is all they do, can't grab two wet balls?
You know, the Jaguars offense, also professionals, also millionaires.
Right, I understand. No, I don't care what Jacksonville does.
Okay.
That's Jacksonville's problem.
Okay.
I say they're going to get two, at least two turnovers.
Okay.
Okay.
So to be clear, you are over. Okay. Your Buffalo Bills are 1-1 against the spread so far this year. However, they only missed cover in that opening day by half a point.
Ooh, look at that.
Right now, the line has been moving a little bit. It started at 4.5. It has moved. The Bills are a full 5.5-point favorites.
Ooh, big money's moving, buddy.
Over the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Let's keep in mind, last week, the line moved towards Miami as the week went on. Almost a full point. A full point, I think. And Miami didn't even come close.
Oh, terrible.
This game has trap game. This game has trap game stamped all over.
Listen to Pat's fist.
And they say good teams win, great teams cover. Are the Bills a great team? Do they win? And if so, do they cover the 5.5 points?
So you're asking me about a game that I'm kind of shaping up to turn into something.
I'm not even looking at you. I will not look you in the face out of disrespect.
Of course they're going to win.
Okay. Are they going to cover the 5.5?
Oh, it's 5 lousy, stupid points. You don't think they can cover this white trash Jacksonville team?
Giants.
With Trailer Boy at the helm.
Broncos.
His mama's going to be out there.
Buccaneers. 3 games in primetime last season that should have been walkover for the Bills. 3 games, if I'm not mistaken, they did not cover.
Let me tell you something. The Bills this year own Florida. The entire goddamn state.
Okay.
So, yes, they're going to win.
You realize I just said Buccaneers.
I know.
Where do they play?
Tampa. Uh-huh. I say the Bills this year will
They're going to go on a Florida run.
Okay. All right.
Oh, big time Florida run.
So, you have the
biggest
Bills.
Biggest Florida run since cocaine.
You have the Bills winning.
They're going to be the cocaine of the North. You're going to call it the Cocaine Coast.
You have the Bills winning, and you have them winning by 5.5 points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you done with that?
I would say, you know. Could even be worse.
Oh, really? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you might see a prime time blit. This could get ugly.
Wait. This could or this will?
You get something wrong with your neck. Keep doing this. Keep doing this thing with your neck. You're watching the live stream. It looks like you're having a seizure.
Yeah, your mother coughed last night. I'm going to say prime time blowout.
Okay.
Big time, prime time blit.
So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap. Let's do that. Let's bring it all together here so the audience knows where we stand.
Okay, so Tommy is over.
Okay, bring it in.
What, are you doing the safety? You don't even know what that means?
Bring it in.
What you think a high five and a, what is that?
All right, team, bring it in.
It is so obvious.
Okay, you're bringing it in.
It is so obvious you've never played a second of organized sports.
No, but I went to summer camp. We had to bring it in.
Okay. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. He is over 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense tonight, and he has the Bills winning. He has them winning by at least 6, and he has them winning in a blee.
Bro, it's going to be a rocking chair if you're betting tonight.
All right, so that's that. Again, we tell you, and we tell you every week, do not bet based on Tommy's picks. We cannot be held responsible.
In fact, what you want, you grown-ass people.
If you do it, you deserve to lose. That being said...
Yeah. What's going on now?
Our good buddies, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo...
Not so fast, buddy. I know RD's coming in with his loud shirts and his comically stupid hats.
Comically stupid?
Yes.
Vocabulary master Tommy.
I'm saying this is going to be a hell of a game tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be in awe of what you all see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And somebody else is.
Who's that?
Ooh.
Old buddy of yours.
Ooh, who's showing up?
But it went south. And he's going to be on Twitter congratulating the team for what he sees.
What are you thinking?
Your boy.
Who?
Doug, Marone, will be complimenting the Bills on a massive blowout win.
A guy that's not connected to either team anymore?
No, but he still has passion for the game. Used to work for these teams?
He
both
might be
teams
dead inside.
He coached. You don't think that guy's watching tonight? He was a head coach at both of those teams.
He might be watching. He's not tweeting.
And if
He tweets all the time.
I don't even know if he has Twitter.
He's got Twitter.
If he worked, don't look it up until later because he's already made his pick.
All right.
You don't think Doug Marone has Twitter?
He doesn't seem like the type.
No, he doesn't.
Seem like the type.
He seems like the type that has a burner. He seems like that, but not one with his own name on it.
You two have such a blind hatred for that
man. Think of how sensitive he was with everything, every criticism he got.
He's a bitch.
And you think he's on social media?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so your bonus pick is that former Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug the Bone Marrone will watch the game tonight and be so impressed by this Bills blowout, he will congratulate them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a positive tweet towards the Bills.
Okay, there it is. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
They will be in here after 9 o'clock to recap all of Tommy's picks on a very special Football Monday here in the break room on CMF.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.